Hello and welcome to your yoga nidra practice. Start by tending to your environment, your space in and around you, and lay your body down. Take all the time that you need to get good and cozy, to feather your nest, and start to uncover rest. And as you lay here or recline here, just begin by noticing your body resting. And you might still be fidgeting and moving and grooving and propping up, and that's perfect. But start to notice your body uncovering, discovering rest. You have given yourself permission to rest. Congratulations. Many of us, most of us, I would argue all of us, come from lineages of men and women who have simply not rested. We've seen our fair share of worn out humans. Yes? Yes. So, can we take a moment to acknowledge that just by being in this space, giving yourself permission to discover rest, you're kind of sort of totally changing history here. And that is a beautiful thing. Today, we're going to really rest into our most rested selves. And we're really going to have an experience, an intimate healing experience with that part of ourself. So, let's begin this intimate healing experience by simply noticing the surface that you are in contact with, that you're resting on today. And so if you are lying down, that might be your back, the heels, the head. Just taking a moment to bring your awareness to your body in contact with the surface you're resting on. And as you are meeting the surface that you're resting on, notice the rhythm of your breath today, right here, right now. Simply noticing the inhale and the exhale, not trying to change a thing, just meeting your body as it breathes in and out. Try to be as non-judgmental as possible as you meet your body and your breath exactly where he or she is. Simply noticing the rhythm of your breath. And we're going to use a touchstone for this practice. I want you to imagine the most magical stone. Maybe it's rose quartz or black tourmaline, labradorite. Maybe it's a quartz of some sort, citrine. Notice the shape, the color, the weight, the texture, the feeling, the energy of this magical touchstone. And I want you to imagine that you're holding it in your left hand. This touch stone is going to travel with you while you uncover rest today. So just notice it. Imagine that magical stone in your left hand and really connect to it in your own way. Maybe if it feels right, you might even repeat to yourself now, I am daring to rest. I am daring to rest. Now, when you feel ready, imagine placing this touchstone anywhere on or off your body. The first place that your heart or mind guides you, and let the stone rest there. Again, see where you are first guided to place it. And feel into what this stone might symbolize for you today. Maybe it's your commitment to rest, or a desire to break the cycle of burnout and fatigue. Maybe it's your passion to rest for those who aren't able to rest around the world right now. Connecting with your touchstone and where it now lays, your symbol of discovering rest. Now, take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhale, give yourself permission to really make some noise, a sigh or any sound that helps you let go and relax. So breathing in, filling low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, face, top of head. And exhaling with any sound that you need today. Not silencing our voice anymore. And keep breathing in this way. Long, slow, smooth, deep belly breaths in. Big releases, audible exhale. And even if no sound comes out on the exhale, maybe you imagine, we're using our imagination already. Maybe you imagine yourself letting out a sound, maybe a roar or some sort of primal sound you've been yearning to express. Maybe today it's the sound of sorrow. Maybe it's the sound of pleasure or play. Maybe the sound of pain needs to be released. The sound of joy, grief, liberation, power, strength, courage. Notice what your sound is today as you exhale. A few more long, slow, smooth, deep belly breaths in, and exhaling fully your expression with sound. And as you feel ready, allow the breath to return to normal and bring your awareness to the space between your eyebrows. Could you be still here? Simply notice the space between your eyebrows. And as you rest here, making any final movements, fidgets, adjustments, scoops, tucks, softens, unhinges. Feel that symmetry, that space, that elongation through the whole body. Full awareness. pooling at the space between your eyebrow. And could you notice any vibrations in your body? Even the most subtle pulsation. Where do you feel vibration inside? Is there a vibration in your chest? Awareness now pooling at heart center. And if you have an intention, a sankalpa for today's practice, finding it, uncovering, discovering it now. I am free to rest. I am at peace. I am here. I express myself freely. I discover rest. I am relaxed. I am held, or any statement, heart vow, that feels like it moves you towards that yearning in your heart. Remember to let go of any obstacles to this intention and just notice this desire. What does your heart desire? Stating your sankalpa, your intention in the present tense, feeling it and repeating it 3 times, as if it's already happening, like you're planting a seed for yourself to grow. And throughout this journey, this exploration, uncovering, discovering today, you are, as always, invited to follow my voice, my vibe. But of course, if at any time you don't want to follow my voice, or maybe you drift off or hover off to some place where my voice isn't quite accessible, it's off in the background or has disappeared completely. Even if there's an instruction or a cue that doesn't feel right for you, you can maybe follow your breath and come back to the vibe whenever you're ready. And if you fall asleep today, which we all know sometimes does happen, know that falling asleep is exactly what you needed today. Yoga Nidra is sleep with a trace of awareness after all, right? So, as much as possible and as much as makes sense for you and feels good and right for you, do your best to follow my voice or your breath and allow your body to receive whatever it is in need of today. Allow your body to receive the rest that it needs and deserves today. Now, begin to breathe in and breathe out, sensing a pulse or a wave moving through your body. Awareness of any vibration, any movement, any pulses in your body as you breathe. And we're going to rotate attention throughout the physical body, breathing into different body parts. And we'll begin by moving your awareness and your breath to your feet. Yeah, your feet. Breathe and feel the pulse of your feet. Both feet now lit up in sensation. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your knees. Moving to your hips, breathe and feel the pulse of your hips. Notice your hips softening with each exhalation, like they're finally melting into the surface you're resting on. Moving to the pelvis, breathe and feel the pulse of the middle of your pelvis. Now breathe and feel the pulse, the aliveness of your navel point. Navel point softening with each exhalation. Breathe and feel the pulse of your abdomen. Moving to your sacred heart center. Breathe here. Feel the pulse of your tender heart. With each exhalation, the heart softened. Now breathe and feel the pulse of the middle of your throat, noticing the vibration at the middle of your throat as you breathe. Moving to your hands, breathe. Feel the energy, the pulse of your hands. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your arms. Moving to the shoulders, breathe and feel the pulse of your shoulder. Noticing shoulders softening on the exhale. Now breathe and feel the pulse once again, middle of the throat, back to the pulse at the middle of the throat. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your mouth. The entire mouth softening with each exhalation. Moving to your nose, breathe, feel the energy, the pulse, the vibration of your entire nose. Breathe and feel the pulse of your ears, the pulse of your eyes, both eyes. Moving to the space between the eyebrows, breathe and feel the vibration, the pulse at the space between the eyebrow. Awareness pools here. Breathe and feel the pulse at the crown of the head. The whole head softening as you breathe. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your whole body. Your whole body pulsing, breathing. On the exhale, the whole body melts into the surface you're resting on. More and more, begin to sense, imagine yourself rested, sensing or imagining yourself rested. Notice how you feel in your body. Taking these moments to deepen, to soften, to let go more and more. Now drop deeper. Notice the pulse of the earth breathing as awareness drops down to the earth. Feel the pulse of the earth breathing as body and awareness drop down. And slowly feel your awareness rise up to the sky. Notice the pulse of the sky above you. Now sensing a connection, the pulse of your heart, the earth, and the sky together. One heartbeat, one pulse through your heart to earth and sky. One heartbeat, one pulse, earth, heart, and sky. Now let go of this awareness and be still once again at the space between your eyebrows. Awareness of this space, eyebrow center. Discovering rest here. And more, begin to sense or imagine yourself rested, rested. Notice how this feels in your body, sensing or imagining yourself rested. Now sense or imagine yourself worn out or depleted. Notice how this feels in the body when you are worn out or depleted. Now back to the felt sense of being rested, whole body rested and relaxed. Now begin to explore sensations of both your rested and worn out self, as if the two have come together and you are holding both rested and depleted, relaxed and worn out. Notice how this registers and feels in your body. Trust that whatever you're experiencing is just right. And when you feel ready, let go of these opposites and once again find refuge at the space between your eyebrows. Be still here. The pulse at eyebrow center. Now sense or imagine yourself walking on a path in the woods. Notice sounds of the forest. Become aware of the temperature of your skin as you walk. Sense or imagine what you're wearing on your body, your feet, even your hands. Notice what you're wearing, how you feel as you are walking on a path in the woods. Taking some deep breaths as you walk down this path. Even notice how you're walking. What kind of movement you're making. Maybe even noticing the sounds of your feet, step by step. Are there others along the path with you? Or are you alone? Now, as I count from 5 to 1, when I reach the number 1, you are going to arrive at a threshold, a portal, a divine doorway. And on the other side will be your rested self. Continue to sense yourself walking and breathing, coming closer to this portal, this doorway, this threshold. 5, feeling your steps on the path. 4, notice any change in your body and breath, your anticipation as you walk the path to meet your rested self. 3, getting closer toward the portal now. 2, seeing this threshold, the portal right in front of you. Notice, is it a door, a cave? What do you see? Move towards this portal, aware of this desire to be arrested, you. 1, step through, move through the portal now, taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And greeting your rested self. Notice how they appear to you now. Notice the environment that your rested self resides in. Is there anything else that wants to be seen or known? And if it feels right, introduce your touchstone your magical stone to your rested self. This symbol of your commitment to rest. Now I'm going to count to three, and you, dear one, are invited to lift up and drop out of your body and drop in to your rested self and look through the eyes of your rested self like this. Three, letting go and loosening out of the form of your body. Two, relaxing your shoulders, softening your form, dissolving. And one, lifting up and out and looking down and seeing both your human form and your rested self in the portal you've crossed through. Feel this. Now you're invited to drop into your rested self on three, letting your feet drop first into your rested self. Drop further, feeling the heart of your rested self. Hearing and seeing through the ears and eyes of your rested self. Sense this. And if your rested self had a movement or an expression or a message for you, what's the message? What wants to be expressed? Listen. Allow anything to be shared, anything through the eyes or the ears. What does life look like through the eyes of your rested self? And now begin to sense an ancestor from your lineage behind you. You invite them to come forward. This ancestor might be a grandmother, a great-grandfather. Maybe they're from one or many generations ago, and you might not know anything about them. Just sense into the energy field of this ancestor and welcome them in like an ally, a friend on your journey to rest. Trust any feelings that come in, the words that you hear. Trust the felt sense. Now, come out of your rested self on three. Look up from above and observe the ancestor who is now here. Three, loosening your form from your rested self. Two, softening like light. One, beginning to lift up out of rested self, observing your ancestor, witnessing your ancestor. And if it feels right, on three, drop down into the ancestor. Two, feel your feet dropping in. One, look through the eyes, feel through the cells of this ancestor. And if there's a message, an expression, some movement from this ancestor, allow for that to be shared now. And perhaps your rested self and your ancestor begin to connect. Welcome and trust whatever unfolds, your rested self and your ancestor. What can you see in the environment that you couldn't see before? Are there symbols or gifts? See through the eyes of the ancestor. Now take another deep breath in and out. And on the count of three, you're invited to move out of your ancestor. Lift up and witness this movement. Then come back into your rested self. Three, beginning to soften and loosen. Two, lifting up and out. One, looking down from up above, the observer of your rested self and your ancestor. Now shifting back into the body of your rested self, allowing your consciousness to drop fully into your rested self. One, moving deeper into your heart. Two, coming fully into your body, looking through the soul of your rested self. And three, feel yourself in the body of rested self. And as the rested being that you are, hold or imagine holding your touchstone. Bring it to your heart, inviting your touchstone to your heart. A stone that will keep you aligned with your most rested self. And if it feels right, repeat your intention. Your intention for this practice today, repeating your Sankalpa three times, riding a rested vibration every time. Now sense walking with your ancestor to a beautiful Eden, a beautiful place to rest. You have both made an agreement to embrace ease, to be rested. Others are also walking with you and your ancestor to this place of rest. Your tribe, your family, your people are all walking with you. See their faces. Feel their energy now. All of you walking towards rest together. Now I'm going to count from one to five. When I get to five, you will have reached the sacred land of rest. One, still finding your way through. Two, connected to your rested self. Three, present and sensing your body and pulses of breath. Four, traveling together with your ancestor and all the other members of your tribe, your soul family. And five, resting on this new terrain with all of the resources to be a rested you. More and more, notice a soul council. All these people, all these faces with you in this land of rest. Feel the presence of this council, this tribe, this community of rest. And notice your body. Rest it. A rested being claims their power by doing nothing. Rest is not conditional. It is your birthright. You are a rested being. Repeating that now as many times as feels good. I am a rested being. Now very, very slowly, ever so slowly, begin to wake up, maybe deepening the breath, moving your body very slowly, move with ease. Notice where your body wants to move from first, and then move from that area. Coming back to this moment whenever you feel ready. Remembering that this rest is always available. Take your time. Be good to yourself. With my hands at heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.